Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was seen, never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half a time, and an half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,305 days. But go thou thy way to the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. The Lord will bless the reading of the word.
Thank you, Young. Well, today we come to the closing chapter of this very interesting book, the book of Daniel. We looked over the way in which verse 1 opens. It takes us back to the closing verses of chapter 11, from verse 36 to verse 45. We were introduced to one called the king. That is, here we have the arrival of Antichrist in those closing verses of chapter 11. And we observe in those verses something of the character of the man, the boast of the man, and the pride of the man, and the way in which he set himself above all gods. And ultimately, of course, we come to the time when he would bring Israel into great tribulation. And so we find in those verses 35 to 46, we have events that took place during that last 7 years of Daniel's 70th week. So today we come to chapter 12. And at that time, and then we find in verse number 1, we're introduced to three different subjects. First of all, we have the introduction of Michael. And from the introduction of Michael, we have the Great Tribulation. And then we have the preservation of those who are written in the book. So three subjects dealt with in verse 1 alone. We have, first of all, the introduction of Michael, the archangel. And says the angel unto Daniel, that Michael the archangel was the one who stand up for thy people. And so we learn, although it's unknown and unseen, God has Michael the archangel, who stood for his own people, the people of Israel. That might well, of course, just be the answer to why this nation has survived through all these years, through all these tribulations, because we have Michael the Archangel. He has been appointed by God to stand for his people, his special people, the nation of Israel. I take it then that really that would take us on to Revelation chapter 12. Because in Revelation chapter 12, we find that Michael is introduced. Michael and his angels actually warfare with the dragon and his angels. And the dragon and his angels are cast down to the earth, never again to be found in the atmosphere or heaven. And so Michael the Archangel is standing up for the people of Israel, and that war in heaven resulted in the dragon, Satan, with his angels being cast down to the earth. But then as a result of that, we find in our verse, there's going to be a time of trouble, such as there's not been, not since there was the beginning of a nation. In other words, Israel as a nation have suffered many, many troubles, been in many deep sorrows, but there's one yet to come that will be far, far greater than anything that Israel has suffered unto this present day. And so we find that with the introduction of Michael and the casting down of Satan the dragon to the earth, we have now the great tribulation introduced to us. And so it's not now Revelation chapter 12, but it's Revelation chapter 13 through to chapter 16, where we have the great tribulation expanded for us throughout those chapters in the book of the Revelation. But then the third thing we see is this. There is also this subject of preservation. For says the angel unto Daniel, no, we find that there are those whose names are written in the book. They will be delivered during the dreadful days of great tribulation when Satan will do as he will and raise up his man to do as he wills. And so we find that there will be preservation. I take it, the preservation of the godly of Israel during those awful days of great tribulation. That, of course, takes us on to Revelation 19, because it is the coming out of the heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the deliverer of his people Israel. And so we find the Lord comes, and he deals with the beast and the false prophet, and also with Satan the dragon, and his people are delivered. And so we find in verse 1, these three very interesting subjects. The introduction of Michael the Archangel for the defense of God's people Israel. The introduction of the times of great tribulation, which actually is spelled out for us in verse number 11. For in verse number 11, we're told something of the character of these days of great tribulation. And then, of course, that there will be that great work of preservation. God will preserve the godly remnant of Israel during those awful days when many, many among the Israelites will give their allegiance even unto the dragon through the beast, for they will receive his mark and they will accept him as the Messiah, even though he be a false Messiah. And so then in verse number 1, we have this great summary of three great subjects developed for us, really, in the book of Revelation. But then we come in verse number 2. It's not now those three things, it's resurrection. It's really interesting because in verse 2, we're introduced to those that sleep in the dust of the earth, and they shall awake. And so we have the idea in verse number 2 of resurrection that's linked with the end of those times. So I take it that in verse 2, the resurrection, particularly in view, is the resurrection of those who have been faithful to God, and those who, says Daniel, or says the angel Daniel, sleep in the dust of the ground, they shall awake. Some unto everlasting blessing, that is, everlasting life. Others unto everlasting shame and contempt. So it does seem in verse 2, we're introduced to another aspect of resurrection. You remember the Lord is the first in relation to resurrection. And from then, those that are Christ. And so we find through the scriptures, there are a number of different resurrections. Here I take it in verse 2. At the end of the Great Tribulation and at the beginning of the millennium, or the introduction of the millennium, there will be a resurrection. In other words, not only those that have been preserved of the children of Israel during those days of tribulation will be blessed by entering into the millennial kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. But then what about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and so on? Those great men and women of faith through Old Testament days who sleep in the dust of the ground, they shall awake, and they shall awake unto everlasting life and to the blessing of everlasting life. In other words, there will be a resurrection of the great men and women of faith of Old Testament days, resurrected to share with those that were preserved during the days of tribulation the great blessing of the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do see, of course, in verse 2, it's a resurrection in two parts. And I take it that the first part has to do with those who will enter into the millennial blessing of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus. But then there will be, at the end of that period, there will be the resurrection of those who are unjust, and those who will be resurrected unto everlasting shame and contempt. And so we find that the angel, in this last vision committed to Daniel, is setting before him and us things that will take place at the time of the end. And so we find then these opening two verses, these very interesting subjects. And when we come to verse number 3, it's not now resurrection. It seems to me to be communication. For now we find there are those that are called the wise. I take it that in the context, really, it's those who are the wise teachers. He's going to take up of the things of God in those awful days at the end of the time, and they're going to turn many unto righteousness. And so verse number 3 suggests to us that in spite of those great days of tribulation, when Satan through the beast, through the Antichrist, will be accomplishing his will, God will be working. And these teachers who will teach the people are called wise, for they will turn many unto righteousness. So it's just a very interesting, just to see how in this last chapter, the many different subjects that are set before Daniel and also before us for our learning, that we too might have an understanding of the events that will take place at the time of the end. And then in verse 4 of the chapter.
But thou, Daniel, let shut up the words.
Oh yes, the verse 4, Daniel now is instructed to shut up the words and to seal up the book. Now you will observe in verse 4 that the instruction given to Daniel is really to close up the words that he's heard and to seal. I think that's what it means, to secure all that he's heard in a book, because at the end of these times, there's going to be a going to and fro and many seeking after knowledge, and knowledge will be increased. I take it that during those end times, there'll be those who seek after knowledge, who read through those Old Testament scrolls of writings, even the book of the Daniel, and thus come into a knowledge of those things that were happening as far as they are concerned at their time. And so we find them in these opening four verses, these very interesting subject matters dealt with, all to do really with Israel at the time of the end. So when you look through them again, I just put these titles to just to help. The introduction of Michael the Archangel, Revelation 12. And then we have the time of great tribulation, Revelation 13 through to 16. Then the deliverance, the preservation of the godly in Israel, and that's Revelation chapter 19. And then, of course, to remember that there will be a resurrection for those that died in faith in those Old Testament years. They'll be raised. They'll be called, well, to use the language of the earth, they'll be awakened to enjoy the blessings of the millennial kingdom. And those teachers who make known the events that are happening are called wise, for they will turn many unto righteousness. And so we find then the opening four verses of this chapter is a continuation of the vision that began in chapter 10. And so what the angel, glorious angel clothed in linen, taking Daniel through chapter 10, chapter 11, and now through these opening verses of chapter 4. But in verse 5 down to verse 8, we find now that Daniel is pondering the things that he has heard, the things that have been revealed to him. And we find, first of all, that we have in verse number 6, we have a question. And then again in verse number 8, we have another question. So from verse 5 to verse 8, they're taken up with two questions. Daniel sees, I tell you, two other angels. One is saying to the other to inquire how long. That is to inquire of the one that was clothed in linen, to inquire how long shall these things be? And so we find the question raised in verse 6 and answered in verse 7. For you see, the time of these events will be a time, times, and half a time. That is, a time 1 year, times 2 years, half a time, half a year. So we find that the answer given unto the question how long equates with the 3.5 years of great tribulation that form the last half of Daniel's 70th week. It's these 3.5 years that the Lord explains to us, as he did to his disciples in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15 onwards. He explained to them about these days of great tribulation. And so we find they will last 1260 days. They will be for 3.5 years. Because after all, the satanic agent, the beast, the Antichrist, will make a covenant with the many of the Jews for a period of 7 years. But in the mid period of that 7 years, as the Lord tells us in Matthew 24, he's going to break the covenant and he's going to enter into the kingdom, into the temple, set himself up as God. And so we find the Lord Jesus Christ warns the disciples that when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, he's referring back here to chapter 12. For in chapter 12 we have, when the Antichrist arrives, he will just do that. He will actually, says verse number 11, he will take away the daily sacrifices, and he will set up the abomination of desolation. In other words, there will be the image of the beast set up, and that image will be worshipped. And so we find that the question raised, how long shall these things be? A time, times and half a time. And during those 3.5 years will be the tribulation, the great one. And so we find the angel is just explaining to Daniel through the question raised by one of these other angels as to the length of time the tribulation period would last. Then we find that Daniel has a question. And Daniel said, what shall these things be the time of the end? Daniel wanted to know not how long, he wanted to know more information about what these things would be that would take place during these 3.5 years. And so we find at that point, Daniel is instructed by the angel just to close up the words and to seal up the book. Because you see, they refer now, they wait for the, not 1260 days, but 1295 days. And so you've got these extra days to the days of the great tribulation. And Daniel said, look, close up the words, secure the book, seal up the book. It's going to be required for another generation at the time of the end that they may be instructed as to the events that are happening all around them. And so we find that this book will be of great interest in the end times. And so we find that in answer to Daniel's question, he was just to close up those words, secure that book for another time altogether. And so we find in verse in verse 8, where the question is raised, that Daniel is instructed just to leave the matter there. 89.
And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. This is 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall be wickedly.
Now we see that what Daniel is next told, there are going to be results from the declaration of these things. And we find in verse number 10, is it now?
Yeah, many shall be purified and made white.
There'll be those who will, among the people of God, in those days of great tribulation, there'll be the remnant who will purify themselves, who will make themselves white. That is, in the light of events that are happening, will have a personal effect upon them. We might call it, they will be, going for a life of holiness and a life of purity in the light of these things that are happening at the end of the time. It's the same language, is it not, of 2 Peter 3. Now it says, Peter, because you have knowledge of these things, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation? So whenever we consider what we call prophecy, God's program for the future, it ought to have this effect upon us. It should lead us to more holiness of living. And so we find that as far as the children of Israel are concerned, the remnant, that is, those who are faithful to God, they will purify themselves. They'll make themselves white. They'll be tested and tried, but they'll remain faithful unto God. And yet there'll be the apostate side of the nation of Israel, and they shall do wickedly, and wickedness will abound. And so we find that whereas it's blessing for those who have purified themselves, there's only judgment for those who will go on in their wickedness. And so we find, as the angel comes down the chapter and revealing these things to Daniel, we find ultimately, of course, in verse number 11,
and from the time that the day is sacrificed shall be taken away.
We're told again about how and when the great tribulation will begin. It will be the time when the daily sacrifice is taken away. That'll be the starting point of the last 3.5 years of Daniel's 70th week. Just let me say, of course, many of these things we will consider in greater detail in our consideration of the book of the Revelation. Because really from chapter 4 right through to chapter 20, we have the detail of these matters that we're considering just an outline in Daniel chapter 12. But then it ends with a blessing in verse number 12. There's a blessing for some, and if it reads better.
Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the thousand.
There's a blessing for those who will wait, that is, who will be established. In spite of all the difficulties the great tribulation will bring, those who will establish themselves and wait for the coming of these other days, more days than 1260, indicated that once the days of great tribulation are completed, there will be other days required just to prepare for the Lord Jesus Christ to establish his kingdom in this world. So I take it these extra days are days when there will be a preparation, so a clearing up, if you will, ready for the Lord to establish his kingdom. But what for Daniel? A promise. Well, Daniel says to the angel, don't just go your way. He said, eventually you'll just rest. But he has this promise that he shall stand in his lot in that day. Indicating, of course, that Daniel actually will stand in his lot in the millennial kingdom when that kingdom is established in this world by the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this very book of Daniel is an interesting book. But remember, it begins with a teenage Daniel. And as a teenager, he's a young man of controlled appetite in chapter 1. And then we come to him in his 90s. And he's still that same faithful Daniel After all these years in high office through different kings, he remained faithful to God through it all, even though he was threatened with death in chapter 1. And of course, in chapter 2, he was threatened with a den of lions in chapter 6. It made no difference to Daniel. He maintained his faithfulness to God. It's one lesson that you and I can learn. As we read through these 12 chapters again, Daniel, from teenage years to when he was in his 90s, could remain faithful to God in spite of very real problems of possible death. He remained faithful to God through every situation. And we can but seek help from the Lord. That we too, in our day, as we're waiting for the Lord to come from heaven, just remain faithful to God. And like Daniel, right through to the end of our days. For just as Daniel was standing his lot in that millennial kingdom of the Lord Jesus, now we will have our place in heaven. And at the judgment seat of Christ, I take it, we will be, we shall receive our position that we shall enjoy in that millennial kingdom in that coming day. And so we conclude this very interesting book and just hope that what we've said has been some help in its understanding. But I can assure you that as we do the book of the Revelation, it will throw further light upon what we've seen in just in a few verses, really, in Daniel chapter 1 to 12. Thank you.